never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is David Yaffe. He's a humanities professor at Syracuse University and a music critic for the New York Times and other publications, and a biographer whose latest book is called Reckless Daughter, A Portrait of Joni Mitchell. David Yaffe joins us from Syracuse, New York. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you want to recommend, to start at least, a collection of short stories that I've been intrigued by and want to read. I haven't gotten a chance to read it yet, but short stories by Jeffrey Eugenides called Fresh Complaint. He's a terrific writer, isn't he?
He's an astonishing writer. I love the way his sentences move. I love the way he creates a character. I love the way he creates tension and drama. And it's really like beautiful music, just following those stories.
Are the stories interconnected at all, or are they sort of all over the map?
Well, there's a character that was also in his novel, The Marriage Plot. But the title story is the most topical story because of all of these stories about sexual harassment that are in the news, and I suspect will be in the news for a while. There's a story about the flirtation of that boundary line and all of the ethical implications involved in it. And it doesn't offer anything easy, and it doesn't offer anything ideological. It just offers something human to that situation. I think it would be good to nuance that conversation to read a story like that, because it's so deep and complex.
And, of course, that's what fiction can do. I mean, you are a critic, and you're particularly erudite when it comes to music, but you also teach writing. And Jeffrey Eugenides, reading any of his novels or these short stories, I'm sure is a wonderful lesson in how to communicate in a beautiful way.
Yeah, he's absolutely dynamite. He's one of the best we've got.
I understand you're also reading The Bostonians of Henry James. What brought that onto the bedside table?
Because my girlfriend and I decided to read a book together, and it was her choice.
And what do you
and
think?
I love Henry James, but you can love Henry James and read a lot of Henry James novels and still have gaps in your Henry James reading. And that is an example of a gap. It was written right after a novel that I know very well, Portrait of a Lady. It's a novel that I've taught a lot. It's a novel that I've written about. It's a novel that's shaped my view of the world, shaped my view of human beings, and my sense of freedom. This novel, The Bostonians, it also engages with what was then the new feminism of the 1880s and this love triangle that develops around that debate. And it's interesting to read that debate now that we have a new feminism.
David Yaffe, he's reading Jeffrey Eugenides' collection of short stories called Fresh Complaint, and he and his girlfriend are reading The Bostonians by Henry James. David Yaffe is the author of Reckless Daughter, A Portrait of Joni Mitchell, which is What Am I Reading? If you want to ask that question, I'm reading that one. I have read it, and it's a terrific book. Well, David Yaffe, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book. I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again, yes sir. One of these days I'm gonna do it again.